This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. and Mexican officials continue negotiating today ahead of the deadline for imposing tariffs on Mexican goods. The United States is pushing Mexico to do more to curb the surge of Central American migrants headed north to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 5% tariff on imported goods from Mexico next week if no agreement is reached. The vice president's chief of staff, Mark Short, says the Trump administration will start the process necessary for raising tariffs today.
There is the ability, if negotiations continue to go well, that the president can turn that off at some point over the weekend. But there has a requirement that if they're going to affect money, it has to be noticed today. So you should anticipate that happening today.
Some Republican lawmakers, normally close political allies of Mr. Trump, have said they will try to block the tariffs with legislation. British Prime Minister Theresa May steps down as leader of the Conservative Party today. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping down as Conservative leader, defeated by her failure to take Britain out of the European Union on schedule. She will remain on as Prime Minister for a few weeks while the party picks a successor. So far, 11 Conservative lawmakers are jostling to replace her, including former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. The winner of the contest is likely to be announced in the week of July 22. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ethiopia's prime minister is in Sudan to mediate talks between the ruling military council and leaders of the pro-democracy protest movement. This comes after days of a military crackdown that has left more than 100 people dead. Talks between protesters and the military were halted Monday after security forces violently broke up the protesters' main sit-in. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates